again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having just an incredible day today. I really want to jump straight into this podcast. I encourage you to share it with friends and family, whether around the world or around the corner. Thank you so much for being a part of the Coffee and the Cosmos family. Please like us, share us, subscribe to us. And it helps us reach the world with the deeper gospel of Yeshua the Christ. So let's jump right into this. I was actually just on the phone with one of my best friends, Gustav LaRue. You know, he teaches like I do. He's from South Africa. He's a missionary to America. And he's become my best friend. He goes to my church. And we walk on side by side our two ministries and minister the gospel together. I love this man. I honor this man. And so he just called me. We were just talking about some circumstances and situations that I'm dealing with and he's dealing with. And, you know, let's talk about the soul for a minute, because you have the soul. Everything seems to get filtered through your soul. I don't care how far up in the kingdom you are, how high you are, how much faith you have. You are a three-part being that's on this side of the veil, that as you learn to separate your soul, your body, which is your physical body, and your spirit on this side of the veil, you can bring them up into the heavenly realm on the other side of the veil and join those three facets of who you are into one under the governance of Yahweh, and then function out of the governance of Yahweh in the heavens. So you can come down into the earth, spiritually speaking, and in the body and in the soul as one, governing the earth and governing your soul, governing your body, governing your life. And then under the governance of Yahweh, as you sitting in the heavenly places on the throne of Yahweh as a king and a priest through Christ Yeshua. So I want to talk about that for a moment, because in our life, our soulish man or our body likes to speak very loud to us. You know, I don't like going to the doctor. It just so happens I've been dealing with something. I've had to go to the doctor a little more often than, because normally I never got sick. Most of my life, I've never been sick. Thank God I've never broken a bone. I have had to wind up having a surgery. X amount of years ago, a minor surgery X amount of years ago. And I did have one thing about 10 years ago. Other than that, I mean, people get sick. I wouldn't even get sick, you know. And so it's only been really lately that I had any of these experiences of fighting sickness. And like everybody else, if sickness was going around, I would just never catch it. Just is how it's been. So I never did like going to the doctor. I guess that was, they called me white coat syndrome. You know, I didn't like the needles, didn't like the thing. Here I am, this big burly guy that walks in the heavens, but becomes like a putty cat when it goes to the doctors. And I get all these anxieties and things. And it's like, God, you know, I'm at peace, but my soulish man is getting anxieties. And then my soulish man is getting concerned about concerns I don't even believe. That's what's so crazy. See, this is how come I know that your soulish man, as beautiful as he is, he will still try to control you out of eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He will try to control you out of what you touch, taste, feel, and see. And he will try to be the rudder and the steering wheel of your life, even when you serve God, even unto the things of God, not just dealing with sickness, but even unto the things of God. As much as you're hearing from the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, going in the heavens, reading your Bible, praying the Spirit, going to church, giving your money, giving your time, doing all the things you do, walking uprightly before the Lord, you still will deal with that soulish man. And I'm not talking about deal with him like the old age. We used to deal to fight him and put him down and beat him up, but that never did work. That's just basically like Apostle Paul used to say before he went home to be in glory. He said, basically, all you're doing is pinning the dog up. The dog's there. He's still there. He's just pinned up. That's no real change. You just pinned him up. We don't want to pin him up. I don't want to pin my soul up. I want to become the governing shadow light of God's love, mercy, and grace joining into my soulish man, that it begins to look at the perspective through Christ Yeshua, through the eyes of Christ Yeshua, through the eyes of Ruach Kodesh, Holy Spirit, under the governance of Yahweh, and through the eyes and governance of me as a spirit being. Because you and I both came out of heaven as a spirit being. You are a spirit being. The fullness of you is a spirit being that carries a soul, and you are housed in this natural body. But it's your spirit being that actually carries the natural body. And you say, well, what do you mean? Take your spirit man out of that body will die and go to the grave, and your soul will be dismissed. It will go off with your spirit. So you really are the one housing it, even though on this side of the veil, it's as if our body is housing our spirit and our soul, and that's how we've learned, and that's how we've functioned. But there's a perspective that we need to be taking on, that we can go under the governance of Yahweh and walk in our own governance. And I don't mean our own governance like, you know, me in my own name. No, I'm going under the governance of Yahweh. Therefore, since I'm submitted under the authority and the governance of Yahweh, I now walk under the authority of the governance of Yahweh. I become the authority of the governance of Yahweh. So I can speak to those things as they are, even though they were not, and call them forth. So I can go into the Hebrew living letters and do what we say, abracadabra, as it says in the Hebrew living letters, I create as I speak. That's what my Father does. That's what Yeshua was saying when he says, I only do what I see my Father do. So I'm abracadabbering, I'm speaking and creating light and life and love and the fullness of the power of God when I speak. So I'm governing my earth, my realm. I'm not worried about everybody else's realm right now, though I believe that I will be a light. As I govern me, this is where you have to start. You govern you. And I want you to get sin thinking out of your mind. When we start talking about governing and repenting and alignment, all we ever know is the old age of eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, do good, get good, do bad, get bad. And we automatically think of, well, these are our failures, or, you know, maybe I hurt my body because it didn't work out, or maybe I didn't do this right because I didn't make enough money, or, you know, maybe I killed this relationship because I didn't know how to speak right, or I didn't know how to love right. We can always blame ourselves. I'm not trying to negate the responsibility you have to do right and receive right, because that does work, but that's not the end of your existence. Your existence has been basically equalized into the heavenly realm because of the blood covenant of Christ Yeshua. You are no longer bound to the law of sin and death. You are engrafted into the vine of the family of Yeshua, where God's your Father, Yeshua is your brother, God, King, Lord, authority, that you are engrafted to and joined into. Him being Christ, King God, you being Christ, King, Son of God, through the Son of God. Therefore, you can walk in the governance in the heavens, and therefore supersede over your body and supersede over your soul from the love factor, from the governance factor, from the mercy seat of Christ, of the heavenly realm to this earthly body, to your earthly soul, to your earthly situation. So therefore, you're causing so much authority and peace and love. You're bringing peace. You're running out of chaos. You're running chaos out of you by the peace of God, because you're applying yourself to the governance of the heavens instead of the governance of the earth. You're applying yourself to that which happened to you once you went through the veil of the blood of Yeshua, not those things that are happening underneath the blood of Yeshua. Underneath the blood of Yeshua is our day-to-day walk where, you know, hey, we might have got mad. We might have said the wrong thing. We might have seen the wrong thing on TV. We might have thought the wrong thing. We might have whatever. All the little idiosyncrasies that people do, people gossip. They this, they that, whatever, right? There's a million and one things that people do that are unrighteous or not lining up with the word of the Lord or not best and benefit for their spirit or soul. Even if it's not sin, there's still many things that are not the best for you. And that's what's happening under the blood. But I step away from that because that's where the law of sin and death is. I go through through the veil of the Holy Spirit by the blood covenant of Yeshua. And now I'm incorporated in the vine of Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. And I am as he is. I am engrafted in the vine, seated on the throne of God as a king and priest. And his blood runs through my veins. His living water runs through my body. His spirit cascades over me. Now the shalom peace of Christ, it dwells in the heavenly realms on me. And he will be that will walk me through my circumstance. It will be that which will walk me through my situation. It will be that which makes me more than a conqueror, makes me overcomer. Even though my body may still be going through all the negative stuff, my soul may be still going through all that. I may even be failing in many areas of my life compared to what I would like to on a spiritual level. But greater is he that's in me than he in the world is not just a war statement of, you know what, God's stronger, we'll defeat it one day. No, greater is the blood covenant of God that's in you that transcends you into righteousness, that transcends you into holiness, that transcends you into peace when there's no reason to have peace, that transcends you into health when your body says no health, that transcends you into wealth when your finances says there's no wealth, when the impossible seems impossible, the transcends of going beyond the veil through Christ Jesus makes that impossibility a possibility, and you get to govern it because you are under and you are in the governance of Elohim, of the bench of three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now I'm joined as one, just like my Father is joined with Abba, Yeshua, and Ruach Kodesh. I am joined as one Craig spirit, one Craig soul, one Craig body. And we are now definitive as one in Christ Yeshua, bathed in the blood, sealed with the Holy Spirit, and cascaded over with the seven spirits of God, under the full governance of that bench of three, Elohim himself, as I walk in the heavens. And I must speak from the holy place of the mountain, the word of the Lord, life and not death, health and not sickness, wealth and not poverty, peace and not fear, love and joy instead of despair and loneliness. Now, you may be fighting all those things that causes despair, loneliness, sickness, poverty, all those things. I'm not saying those things don't happen to us from time to time. I've been through my fair share. You've been through your fair share. But when I go sit in the heavenly realm, I supersede all that. So my perspective is coming out of the eternal, not waiting for the eternal, like, oh yeah, one day it was going to be good. No, it's coming out of the eternal. So that which is in the eternal, the tree of life that I'm eating from right now by faith, the healing leaves off the tree of life for healing of the nations, the very fruit of the tree of life that brings substance to my body. Why? Because I passed through the gate of eating the holy flesh of God, Yeshua, and drinking of the flesh of God, Yeshua's blood. Therefore, I have the right to the tree of life and the drinking of the living waters, where now my body is not just living on earthly water, it's living on holy water. It's not just living on earthly substance, it's living on holy substance. And now I can declare and decree my body be made whole in Jesus' name. Your body be made whole in Jesus' name. Finances be made whole in Jesus' name. Your finances be made whole in Jesus' name. I begin to bring these things into place, shalom, peace. And I remove the spirit of fear, and I cast away all doubt, fear, and unbelief, and I restore love, the love of the Father, the glory fire of God on your life, the glory fire of God on my life, the love of the Father on my life, the love of the Father in your life. All is forgiven, all is forgotten, all is thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. All things are going to work out for your glory, for your good, because you are the called of God and you love the Father. And best yet, he loves you. So therefore, even though it seems impossible, he's working on your behalf. And now you sit in the governance of knowing that my God shall supply all my needs. My God shall make this work out. My God, I shall run through a troop. I shall leap over a wall because I sit under the governance of Yahweh. Therefore, I walk in the earth as the governance of Yahweh. I sit under the governance of Yahweh, therefore I walk as the governance of Yahweh. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I encourage you to listen to this podcast a couple of times and get this about the governance of Yahweh overshadowing your life as you are dwelling in the presence of Abba Father through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We honor with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. Once again, this is Sigma Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share the podcast, like, and subscribe. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.